Blog Talk Radio.
First show of the New Year's live here on Delicious Talk Radio, the segment Bringing Sexy Back. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, and our shows are for the mature listening audience only. We discuss sex and other social topics here. Topics that we don't discuss are religion and politics. We also have the most fascinating guests in our studios, and if you're listening to this show and you're not age appropriate, we will not be responsible for our guests or conversations that may influence you. And I hope everybody's enjoying their evening in a warmth of their home. Okay, I'm going to bring on my two co-hosts. I also have a guest co-host this evening. I'm going to bring her on along with my regular co-host. Good evening, Terry and Jadino. How you guys doing?
Good
evening.
Gail, how are you?
I am fantastic. You guys ready for this show this evening?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have a very special guest this evening, Crystal Bougon. She's the owner of the only plus-size lingerie store in the nation, Curvy Girl, the award-winning
yes.
radio show
okay.
host of every... of pardon?
Nothing. You said BBW, so I was...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Out of pocket
yeah.
for a second.
Oh, okay. And she's the host of Everyone Wants to Have Better Sex. In addition to being the owner, founder of BlissConnection.com, a tasteful online romance store, and sex toy expert and blogger. A high-tech corporate refugee who switched to sex tech in 2003, Crystal's mission is to teach women and couples how to have better sex and incorporate toys into their romantic life. Recently, Crystal started a major national media firestorm with the launch of her Regular Woman Unphotoshopped campaign that started on her Facebook page. Based on a customer suggestion, she asked women of all sizes and shapes to post pictures of themselves in lingerie. We wanted to connect with the regular people out there in the internet world and show them that for most curvies, they have rolls, bumps, lumps, scars, stretch marks, surgery scars, breasts that are natural, and that have breastfed babies, and they can still be stunning and beautiful. With over 1,000 in-home pleasure parties under her belt, at which she's interviewed tens of thousands of women, Crystal can offer amazing insight into the sex lives of women in informative and FCC-friendly language. It's no wonder Talkers Magazine recently honored her with two prestigious awards, Top Talkers, a list of the most important talk radio hosts in America, and the Frontier 50, a selection of outstanding talk media webcasters. Wow, that sounds very, very intriguing. So we're going to bring on Miss Crystal so we can get this show on the road.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Crystal. How
Hi,
are
Crystal.
You?
Fantastic. Thank you for that lovely and very long introduction.
You're more than welcome. So let's get a little bit information on Crystal. When did
sure.
you decide that this is what you really wanted to do?
Well, first of all, I've been fat since the third grade. And I'm almost 47 now, so I've had a lot of time to get really comfortable in my skin and with the word fat and curvy and all that stuff. And I come from a very long line of lusty women, and I've always really had a really healthy sex life. And when I started doing pleasure parties after I had gotten laid off from my high-tech job, a lot of women would see me out and about, you know, in their neighborhoods or wherever at these parties, and they would notice I'm fat, and I'm talking about hot sex with the lights on in the middle of the afternoon. And they started to kind of, you know, ask me and come to me and confide in me. And after doing the pleasure parties for 10 years, I decided the world was ready for a store just dedicated to curvy women who want to come and talk sex, want to talk about their sex lives, and that want to wear sexy things to turn on their partner. And I decided to just go for it, and we opened in October 2012. And lots of stores sell plus-size lingerie. I'm sure you guys have all seen the stores that have like three or four things, like even Torrid and Lane Bryant will have a couple of things. But
right.
my store, that's all we carry is plus-size lingerie. And everybody that works here is plus-size, so... It's a safe place to come and shop if you're fat, you know. It's a safe place to come and buy the teensiest, tiniest G-string you could actually find and have it still fit your size 26 butt. I decided the world was ready, and I was right. The world was ready for us.
I like the way you embrace the word fat, because most women who are fat they don't really want to refer to themselves as being fat. They go maybe, you know, want to be called curvy or voluptuous or fluffy or the other, including myself, you know. But I've learned to accept the fact that I am fat, so I use that word sometimes as well, you know, because it's the truth. You know, and I think women who are voluptuous, curvy, fluffy, and all those things should just embrace what they are, you know, because even women who are small, they embrace their smallness or whatever, but I really do appreciate how you embrace the word fat.
Well, as I tell my customers here at the store, and we have these little signs in our dressing room, no matter how much black clothing you wear, we can still tell how fat you are. Like, you can try to camouflage it and hide it and find the best angles for every photograph, but, you know, we can still see how much space you take up, and it's okay. Just own it. Embrace it. If you've got it, flaunt it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, some women who are fat, they are, you know, a little bit embarrassed or they're ashamed of, you know, different parts of their body because they have a big belly or they have big butt or big breasts, you know, different things like that. And it took me a while to really, like, embrace my own fatness, you know.
It's a process for sure, you know. As I like to tell my customers here, everything that you have in your panties is all you need. You got $1 million in there, and you don't have to worry about the rest of it. As far as I can tell, men love women, and other women love women who are confident and who embrace their bodies. And if someone keeps showing up with you naked over and over again, you're all good. So just go with it. Have fun. Enjoy it. And your body, I don't care if you're a size 6X or a size 1X, your body's capable of creating so much pleasure. We all have the same pleasure zones, whether we're a size 0 or a size 28. So enjoy it.
Right, right. That is true. And there may be some myths as far as the sex is concerned, because they always say that bigger girls are deeper than smaller girls, or they're not as deep as smaller girls. Would you dispel that myth?
Are we talking about, like, for penetration?
Yeah.
Huh, I've never heard that one. I have heard a lot of things like big girls try harder, supposedly we give great oral sex. But, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure we all just have the same parts, you know. And I've seen a lot of naked women in my lifetime here at my store and other places. And, you know, gosh, it all just looks the same. It's just there's some rolls and fat around it, but it all pretty much works exactly the same. So I've never heard that particular myth, but there are a lot of myths out there. And there's a lot of information out there, misinformation about there's, like, certain positions we can't do, but I'm here to tell you, where there's a will, there's a way.
There's a way. Yes,
I can do anything my thinner sisters can do. It might take a little more geometry and working things out, but, you know, if you have a willing partner, you can do it all, I promise you. There's nothing that you cannot do.
Right. That is true. That is true. So, now you got into the lingerie business. Did you have models to come in that you made to their specific size, or, you know, how did that work out for you? How'd you do that?
Well, one of the things that we've done is we get the lingerie from our designers, and they give us the professionally, you know, photoshopped photos to use to sell their lingerie on our website and on Facebook and stuff. But what I kept hearing from are like women who were like in you know, Pennsylvania or Idaho, and they're like, you know, I'm only 5'2", and I've got triple D breasts, and I weigh 300 pounds. How is lingerie going to look on me? You know, that the model that you keep showing, she's blonde, she's 6'2", and she's got, you know, implants. And, like, everybody looks great with implants because it holds everything up, right? But if you're just some woman in North Dakota who's not a professional model and doesn't have, you know, that the model look that the lingerie designers like to use, which is so boring, but it's a whole different topic, but they just want to see what it looks like on them, on regular women, and I hate that word regular, but these people, you know, my customers are not professional models, so we decided to start asking our customers if they would be okay with us photographing them in our lingerie so we could put that on our website. That way our customers in Amsterdam or, you know, Alaska or North Dakota can see women who are size 6X or size 4X and not just those models that you see from the designers who are all about a size 12, you know, and they all have the spray tan and, you know, they all have the photoshopping and the blonde hair and they're lovely. But, you know, like I want to show more body diversity and I want to show just more diversity in general. Just I want to show women of all shapes and sizes and colors and not just those models that you see all the time.
What do your sizes start from and where do they end?
We start at a size 12. We generally go up to about a size 26. There's a few things that can that will fit my customers who are like size 28 and 30. Sadly, there's not a lot of lingerie that I can buy that are size 26, 28, 30, or 32. But I'm always looking for more, and it's, you know, it's getting better and better all the time. The lingerie companies are starting to listen to me now. They're like, so when I call them and I say, look, hey, my girls, they're size 28 and 30. They want some larger lingerie. You know, they want the really sexy and trashy stuff. And at first they didn't believe me, but then when I can show them by buying a lot of lingerie from them over and over again, they're starting to listen because, you know, money talks.
That's true. That is true. I remember I used to buy my lingerie from Fredericks of Hollywood. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, you know, about 6 years ago, Fredericks pulled all of their plus-size lingerie from their retail outlets, and they only sell it online now. And it's kind of a, it's just like my local Fredericks, I really like to buy a lot of panties and G-strings and thongs for myself. And my local Fredericks at the mall here, they have a bin under a table, under a tablecloth that I know about. So whenever I go there, I'm like, hey, it's me. And they pull this bin out and pull it up, and I have to go look through it at the cash register and go through it all. Like, they hide their 3X, 4X, and 5X panties.
Wow.
But it's underneath a table that's filled with tons of panties in size, you know, small, medium, and large. So, like, they know there's demand, but they won't even put it on display. It's just hidden in a bin. It's just so sad.
Wow, that is, because, you know, big girls, they need the same things as the small girls. We need the bras. We need the underpanties, you know, the stockings and so forth and so on. And I think that's really sad that when you go in the store and it's hidden, you know.
Or most Fredericks don't even have anything, but I just happen to know these ladies and they know me. So they kind of keep this stuff around. And whenever they see me, they're like, oh, hey, it's the curvy girl lady. And they pull the bin out for me. But, I mean, it's a sad state of affairs. Like no store should operate that way. But I wanted to say something earlier. I don't remember the gentleman's name that's on the call, but I heard him kind of getting excited. And I want to tell you guys, when we have men come into our store, they're like kids in a candy shop. It's so damn cute.
Yes. I like to pull all the stuff out.
Yeah, you know, when couples come in here, the ladies are always looking for something that's comfortable and soft and pretty. And then they go in the dressing room, and their husbands run around the store, and they pull all, like, the strappy, teeny tiny, you know, really kind of trashy on purpose, that like the stuff that's trying to look trashy. And they pull all that out, and they go bring it to their wife in the dressing room. It's so cute.
Wow. Wow. That, well, have you ever had – I'm sorry. Did you have something
guilty
to say, Jadeno?
Yeah, I was saying I'm guilty.
Yeah. It's really cute when men come in here. They just – well, especially if they've been in a relationship with a plus-size woman, they know the struggle. You know, they know that – you know, we never can find stuff in her size. So when they come somewhere like my store where there's like 50, 60 things she can try on, they just get really, really happy. It's very sweet.
Yes. You know, it's really nice that the fat girl can get recognized and noticed and, you know, get much love as the thin women or the normal, as you say, quote-unquote, women do, because we are all human and we all had those needs and those wants and those desires. So I don't feel that we should be deprived of them because of our size, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a guy looked at you and said, ooh, you're fat. You'll never have anybody. But there are men out there who adore and worship the plus-size woman.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They really do. And I do, you know, appreciate men that are like that.
Oh yeah, it's such a myth that I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know about you. When I look at, like, let's just say 10 men, if I look at a lineup of 10 men, and like I'm not into all 10 men, right? So like maybe half of them I'm like, yes, possibly. Two of them like, hell yeah. Three of them like, no way in hell. And I think the same thing happens for all humans, right? It's like you look at a lineup of 10 women and yeah, you know, maybe you have an appreciation for fat women. Maybe you don't. Maybe for some men it will gross you out. And maybe some men will be like so crazy into it. And you know what? That's okay. I am okay with you. If you're not into me, I'm probably not into you either. So bye-bye. You know, it's okay. There's more. There's plenty out there.
Right, and I notice mostly small men, thin men, are attracted to plus-size women. And I had a conversation with a doctor at one point, and he told me, he said the reason why small men have a liking to plus-size women is because it's a fetish. And I said to myself, because I really didn't want to get indignant with him because I can't understand, you know, someone. And then it may be true that some men, it is a fetish for some men, but I really and truly and honestly believe, and I know of some men who adore, you know, small men who adore plus-size women.
Yeah, I don't want to be loved because I have fat on my body, though. So
right.
To me, that's the difference. If it's a fetish for you, then, like, all you really care about is how fat I am. Like,
right.
One of the things that I'm so attracted to my boyfriend is because he appreciates all women. Like, I can see when he watches porn or when we're out and about, he appreciates all beautiful women, and he thinks all women are beautiful. He's not, like, looking to only be with a fat person or only be with a thin person. I think he's more like me. I'm drawn to the person and the personality, not their body type. So I have been with men that are only date fat women. It's a very strange experience.
And Gail and Crystal, hi, this is Terry. I go to the other spectrum of that because I'm a size 6, and I do not like people referring to me as little or thin. It just freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been little all my life, and I always say, gosh, if I could just get 15 more pounds. So for many of us, you know, and we can go in the store and buy whatever, we want to be a little heavier.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to be that way. And speaking of Frederick's, I used to live in Hollywood for about 8 years, and they had a Frederick's of Hollywood store on Hollywood Boulevard. And I used to walk past it all the time and just look in the windows and say, gosh, who would wear something like that? Because, you know, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But the store itself was right there, and there were a lot of people going in. I just never thought to do that. You know what I'm saying? But to be a size 6, my daughter is a size 14, and she's been big all her life, and I've been little all my life. And it's just so funny that it's that way.
We do talk a lot here at my store about, first of all, no, I don't allow ever any skinny bashing of any kind. I'm about body acceptance.
Right.
But believe it or not, I tell my customers, petite women have just as much difficulty as you do shopping, finding shoes, finding sexy clothes, finding pants that fit. So it's a struggle that all women know about, you know.
Yes.
It's just one of those things. And I also, interestingly enough, Gail, a lot of people don't understand, well, how come you don't just lose the weight? Because they assume if you're fat, you should just be able to lose the weight. Well, how come you can't just gain those 15 pounds? How come it's so easy to believe that you can't gain weight? Like, no matter what you do, you can't get that last 15 pounds. But nobody believes a fat person that you can't lose it, you know?
Right. And it's also, it has a lot to do with generics, and it has a lot to do with your metabolism and, you know, different things of that nature. Because a person who, you know, even if you work out 3 and 4 times a week and you're still not losing weight, there's a problem there. You know, it's not like people intentionally, you know, put on weight and, you know, want to have that weight, you know, because it could cause medical issues.
What I try to tell people is that you rarely can look at a picture or look at a human and decide how healthy they are. It's really
right.
How healthy they are is really a story between them and their doctors, like medical doctors, not internet doctors. You have to have like a, you know, blood work, and you know, you have to check your blood pressure and check your lipids and your cholesterol and all that kind of stuff before you can tell whether or not a person's healthy.
Yes.
Right. That is true. That is true. Well, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Great.
You're listening to Bringing Sexy Back, right here on Delicious Talk Radio. There is no religion or politics spoken here, only delicious adult conversation. Audience participation is encouraged, so log in and create an account to engage in conversation in our chat room. Feel free to call in with your questions and comments at 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And let's get this delicious talk conversation going.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. That was George Michael's, I think, Guilty Whispers or Guilty Pleasures. I really forgot. But anyway, that was George Michael. Sorry about that. Okay, we're here with our special guest this evening, Crystal Bougon, who is the owner of the only plus-size lingerie store in the nation, Curvy Girls. And she also is a sex toy expert and a blogger. Right now, can we get into the blissconnection.com? Can you give us a little bit of information?
Sure.
About what that is all about?
Basically, blissconnection.com is my, what I like to call my very tasteful online romance store. I try to do things as tastefully and in a classy way, as classy as you can be when you sell sex toys for a living. So lots of sex toys and no porn or porn downloads on my website, just toys and lingerie and, you know, some little bit of light bondage gear and lubricants and stuff like that. And one of the things that we talk a lot about at Curvy Girl are sex toys and how to incorporate them into your love life. And then there are certain toys that work better for curvy girls than others. So we like to share those kinds of products because sometimes, you know, everybody's body is different. And so certain things work better for a person who's plus size or compared to someone who's thinner. So we try to find a solution for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's really good. And we're also going to talk about how you get to incorporate toys into the bedroom with couples.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always like to say, first of all, sex toys are like an appetizer, right? Your partner is the entree and hopefully the dessert too. And then I think really smart and savvy men know that a vibrator does all of the heavy lifting for him. So if you incorporate like a bullet into your foreplay, it's just going to get your woman so turned on that she's going to be begging for you now. Right now she's had her appetizer. Now she's ready for the entree. I didn't hear anybody in agreement with me.
Hello.
You guys all saying yes, amen.
I'm
yes,
taking all of it in.
Because, you know, for a lot of women, it can be very difficult to get into the moment with their brain. And then also for a lot of women, because it takes them so long to get into the moment, it takes a little bit longer to have a climax or to get, you know, to get worked up for all that. So when you incorporate like a little bullet or some kind of toy into your foreplay, it just helps us to get more focused on the moment as opposed to thinking about, like, pick up the kids, drop them off at soccer, got to go get the dry cleaning, unload the dishwasher, fold the laundry, all that stuff that we're going on in our brain all the time. I think, you know, it's harder for us to just go like, bam, here we are. We're in this moment with this person. Let's enjoy it. It's harder for us to turn things off in our brain. And so a toy can kind of get her revved up a little more quickly and get her more in the moment a little more quickly so that you can both enjoy the, you know, the time together. I mean, I personally love a quickie, but I only like a quickie if I get a lot of longies. I don't know what to call them, but like if you're just having quickies all the time and you're just like doing it just to like get it over with real quick because, you know, he's bugging you to do it or whatever, that's cool on occasion, you know, like a little quickie in the laundry room. But then I have to have, you know, lots of in between that. I have to have lots of, you know, longer sessions, more foreplay and more attention to me as opposed to just like, oh yeah, let's just do this right now. Let's do this thing, you know, kind of thing.
And let me ask
like
you this, because some men are intimidated by toys. How do you convince, you know, say if a couple came to the store, I came to the store with my significant other and I'm just telling you, well, Crystal, I really like this toy and my significant other, I don't want that, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
How would you convince him or would you attempt to convince him for us to bring a toy into the bedroom?
Well, usually I like to make things about oral sex. So if you make it a toy, like how this can improve the oral sex she's going to give him. And then also if I can kind of get a quiet moment with him, I'll say like, you know, think about back to all those times when she's had a little baby orgasm before you actually made love. Like, for me, I just get very lusty, you know, and now I'm like, okay, it's on. So, like, if you give your wife or your girlfriend this little baby orgasm with this toy, she's going to be begging for it. Like, it just, for me personally, it makes me much lustier. Once I've had a little baby orgasm, now I'm like, okay, yes, let's do this. You know, it's like, I'm trying to use appropriate language here, so, you know.
Oh, you can say whatever.
Okay, but you know, like, that, I'm going to be begging for it soon. If you give me a little baby orgasm, whether it's with your fingers or your tongue or a toy, and it just, I don't know. It, for women, it's all about blood flow, and we get lots of blood flow going, and you know, the vibrator gets everything all full of blood. It brings all the blood to your labia and to your clitoris. It makes everything, you know, more lubricated. Now it's going to be like prime time for his penis. So it just pays off dividends for him, you know. It makes his job, I hate to think of it as a job, but you know what I mean. It just makes it so much easier because now she's ready for all of it.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds pretty pretty convincing.
Would the gentleman on the line agree with me?
I agree 100%.
Okay, see?
Okay.
I also like to accommodate toys.
Yeah, it's good.
I encourage multiple toys.
Yeah,
you got to kind of be coordinated to do that, but yeah.
And if you've ever had a long-term relationship and you've had sex with the same person like 15, 20 years, eventually you're going to have to also find something else to include into your sex life because it gets very, love them or not, it gets very tedious. So you have to be creative. And, you know, a lot of people just, I don't know, they're afraid of it until they try it. And then they'll tell me, oh, my God, that changed my life. I'm like, I tried to tell you.
Well, I've never used a sex toy, I have to say. I'm so embarrassed. But
what
about,
like, have you ever used, like, the shower massager or, like, the jet in a hot tub?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
I've used the shower massager.
Okay, see, that's a sex toy.
And
my husband is very, very, very touchy-feely. And he's 76 years old.
Nice.
And he's way more. But I found that, and it's not an excuse, but after I had my complete hysterectomy, things changed for me.
Sure.
And it really, really did. And it changed for me. But he stayed the same.
Yeah. They do that, those
so
guys.
I'm
stay the same.
I'm liking his info. Yes, he stayed the same.
Yeah. Yes, you know, 80-year-old men can get a...
We've been together 22 years, so...
Yeah, I love that about men. Men are so consistent. I love men. Men are awesome. They're all cut from the same cloth. I swear, it's so cool. They could be 15 years old or 95 years old. They still have one thing on their mind. It's
very
awesome.
Very lovable.
That's
that
great.
Is true. That is true.
Has he ever expressed an interest in seeing if you might want to try a toy?
No, I think he doesn't know how to bring that to me because I was in the living room, and I'm telling his secret, but I was in the room cleaning off the table, and this is like a glass table that he uses, it's, you know, to watch the TV and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I picked up something, and there was a tape underneath it. And I'm like, oh, what is this? he just had a fit. Why are you cleaning up now? You know, I told him, I said, you don't have to hide that. You know, it's like, sort of like a porno type thing.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he had it under the thing, you know, and I'm like, well, why? You don't have to hide it. But I don't think that he thinks he can say things to me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not his fault.
Sometimes when people are together for a really long time, there's so much respect and love. Sometimes it gets harder and harder the longer you're together if you haven't started that dialogue early on to, because like, especially if they're like the mother of your children and, you know, all that respect builds up and then they're like, oh, I don't want to talk to her about something that's so, you know, naughty or dirty or however they see it. They don't want to offend you or, you know, disrespect you.
Right.
Wow. What is your number one toy bestseller?
Probably the 5-speed bullet because it's my all-time favorite toy, and I pretty much own every sex toy known to man.
Oh, wow.
I know. I have them all because I
have
blog
a 5-speed bullet. That
people send me toys.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that is the bomb, I will admit.
Yeah, I like it. It takes a 9-volt battery. It pulses.
Yeah.
It escalates.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely toy. And it's also very affordable.
Yes, it is.
And then
yeah.
What about
a lot of
those
the,
ones they have on TV? You know, the ones that they have the commercials with the 5 speeds. What about those types?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of those are probably pretty good, too. I'm not sure exactly.
I was thinking about that.
Like Trojan brand, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's talking about the Trojan ones.
Yeah.
Because I'm a beginner.
They may not be as I never had the Trojan, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen them on television, advertising them and everything. But it's called the pulsating orbiter, is what I have.
Yeah.
And it's a bullet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it has five. It's just. Oh my goodness, it's just the bomb. I'm serious.
I'm telling you, it's one of my bestsellers.
Joy parties myself.
Oh yeah.
And I sold a lot of them. You know, women were doing co-ed parties. I sold a lot of them, you know, because of the sensations that it gives off and the different vibrations that it does, you know. So, yeah, I can imagine that would be your number one seller.
And because it's my favorite, I have a hard time selling things that I don't love. But when I love it, though, you can tell by my eyes, you know. And the thing about the bullet toys, it's really nice when you're making love with your partner. You can put it on your clitoris while he's inside of you, and then he can feel it pulsing and vibrating too. And then, you know, when you have a clitoral orgasm, he's inside of you, your vagina is going to tighten down very tight on his penis. So that's going to feel great to him too. And what man doesn't love to give their woman an orgasm, you know, like, and they get to witness it and see your face? That's so exciting for them. Exciting for anybody.
Yes, yes it is.
Yes.
And the bullets don't get in the way of the penis. So if you're having sex with men, sometimes if you have like those big toys that like basically look like a penis replacement, those get in the way. So if you can find small or thinner toys, you can kind of sort of squeeze it in between you and them, and they can still penetrate you. And not, you know, it's not blocking,
so to speak.
Right,
and then I think most men are not intimidated by the bullet as well because it's just so small and so versatile, opposed to a 6 or 7 inch dildo or vibrator. You know, they become a little bit intimidated. And some men aren't. You know, some men, you know, they're not.
You don't come, I'm holding it.
Right, yeah. You know what's so funny? I noticed because I have, you know, we do carry romance toys here, but when men come in without their wives, they're always trying to buy the biggest dildo. And I try to kind of bring it back around and I ask them, so, you know, tell me, how are you guys going to use this? Like, in men's mind, they think bigger is better, right? And a big penis is very lovely. I'm not going to deny that. But, like, a big toy is not that appetizing to me. And so I'll say, you know, for your wife, it's all about her clitoris. So really what you probably want to find is something that's going to vibrate on her clitoris as opposed to give her penetration because she's got you. So if you get something, you know, like, and I try to steer them to those toys that focus on her clitoral stimulation as opposed to vaginal penetration if they're going to use it as a couple because then they'll enjoy it more together. And, I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can enjoy dildos together too, but, you know, it's just like, they all want to just buy the biggest, most massive dildo. And I'm like, are you sure that's what your woman wants? I mean, it's not what a lot of women seem to go for, in my experience.
Wow, that is really crazy. Because whenever I would use a toy with my partner, it would always be like a bullet or maybe a small vibrator. You know, something like that because, first of all, I had to talk them into it for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so then they finally, you know, incorporated that. But, you know, it's always good to switch up to bring that spice in because, like you had mentioned to Terry, you know, you've been in this long-term marriage or relationship. Then after a while, you get, you know, to the point where, you know, you're not doing the things that will keep those fires burning.
Yeah.
And, you know, then there's that thing called respect. Well, I don't want my wife to do that because that's what other women do that aren't good and, you know, different things like that. I think anything that you do with your partner in the privacy of your home is good, you know, especially if you're pleasuring each other. So, you know, you shouldn't be thinking about this isn't good because this type of person does it. They're not doing that to that type of person. They're doing it to you.
Yeah.
You know, so just get rid of that thing. You know, it's not good, you know, because by any means necessary, you know, you should please your partner and your partner should do the same for you. That's what keeps the relationship going.
To keep it hot for 40, 50 years, you have to do a lot of surprising and delighting each other. And, yeah, if everybody's being open and honest and it's just the two of you, I say do whatever feels good to you. You know, if that mm-hmm. means you want to use a spatula from the kitchen for a little spanking time or whatever,
mm-hmm. yeah.
go for it. You're both consenting adults. Everybody's being open and honest and safe. Then why not? If it feels great, then do it.
That is true, because it's nothing like keeping those home fire burners. I'm
That's
telling
right.
you, I was on a radio show the other night, and it was a lady. She was 79, and she was just, oh, my goodness, she was just going on and on and on and on and mm-hmm. on about her sex life and what she liked to do. And I'm saying to myself, wow, that's really, you know,
oh, yeah,
amazing.
I want to be having hot sex till the day I die. But for a lot of women, it gets better and better as we get older. Not all women, but for a lot of women, it's like a reason to look forward to getting older because you know the sex is going to get better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm there already. I'm a senior.
We have all these cute customers that come in, you know, and like they'll be like in their 70s or 80s, and like it'll be the husband. He's here to buy her, you know, some new panties and a little vibrator and some lube, and I'm like, this is how you do it, people. This is why they're still married after 50 years.
Mm.
He's still out shopping for sexy panties for her, or she comes here and buys some, you know, a new bustier and a little paddle. And like, this is how you stay married for 50 years. This is how you can stand another person for more than, you know, 50 years, because they're still surprising and delighting each other, even in the bedroom, even though the world would think that you don't have sex when you're in your 80s. It's not true. Lots of 80-year-olds
right.
and 90-year-olds have lots of hot sex.
Yep, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, your husband,
yeah, I have
husband
a little...
in his 70s, right?
Yeah, my
yeah,
husband
she said
76.
She was 79. This lady was
mm-hmm.
79,
oh, really? Wow.
And she was still talking about her sex life, and I'm just saying,
guess
you know, and that's a good thing because, you know, the things that sex do for a person, as far especially when you have an orgasm, it does so many magical things for your body
oh,
and your health.
Gosh. Yeah.
You know, so if you could continuously have those, you know, that's also keeping you young, keeping you vibrant, keeping you active, you know, so more power to her. I have a little joke I want to say. I heard moms maybe say one day, she said she had asked her grandmother. She said her grandma was about 90 years old. So she said, Grandma, how old do you be before you, you know, you know? So she said, what? She said, before you stop wanting to have sex. So the grandmother said, well, I don't know, baby. You're going to have to ask somebody older than me. She was still having 90 years old, you know, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you could still have it at 90, more power to you, because I certainly hope
that's
if
good.
I live to be 125, at least every year or whatever, I'm going to be indulging in some type of sexual activity.
Well, yeah, even if it's just self-pleasuring, right? I mean, you can do that till the day you die. And an orgasm is so good for your cardiovascular health, and it's great
really?
For
yes.
your skin
yes,
and everything
yes,
else.
Is.
And just and nothing like... adjusting your attitude very quickly after an orgasm, right? Like suddenly
oh,
you don't
no,
hate
no.
everybody.
That is no, that is the God's honest truth. And I be, because I have a relative, and she is so mean. And you know, I tell her, I said, you know what? You need a man. And I honestly believe if she got with a man and had a few orgasms, her whole attitude would change.
Yes. We all know people like that, like you just go, she needs to get laid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the God's honest truth, because it does so much for you. One time I had a headache, and it just seemed like it wouldn't go away. And I'm just telling my friend, no, I don't want to do it because my head is killing me. It's killing me. So anyway, we ended up doing it anyway, and I'm just laying there. But after I had that orgasm, I noticed my headache had
yep.
went away.
Yeah.
You know, it does it for any type of little pain, you
uh-huh.
know, because it releases those endorphins.
Gosh, I need to
and,
get started then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, you tell your husband you got a headache, you better go on and give him some because it will go away.
It can. I think there's even been proof that does occur. I think the only time it doesn't really work is, like, if you have a migraine. I understand
mm-hmm.
that people get migraines, like, can't do anything. They don't want to be touched, but I've heard that just regular
headache.
No, you don't.
You don't, because I suffer from migraines, and I couldn't, I didn't even like the light shining, you know.
You can't even lay on a pillow.
Right.
Right, so no, definitely not a migraine.
But yeah, regular headaches,
though.
It will. And also if you have like arthritis and things like that, all those endorphins start to help your joints feel better. And it's just, it's good for you and great for your attitude. Hey, look at men, you know what? They have one almost every single day of their lives. Men are so smart. They figured it out really early, early age, and they take care of business almost every single day. We all need to learn from men.
But I find
Jade,
that sometimes, like...
Yes, I'm listening. It's a really good show.
Do you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't even know where to jump in at now. Y'all are doing really good. I just... You know, I'll
orgasms.
Say mine at the end. And everyone should. Everyone should.
So I just wanted
First
to.
I just want to say that, you know, I just want to commend you. I've listened to your shows when you were on Blog Talk before. I don't even know if you remember me, but you coached me into how to sign up with Blog Talk, and I still hadn't did it. I started it a couple years ago.
Oh, good.
So, it's been that long since I decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Great.
But, I had followed you, and I'm friends with you on Facebook. So I really just commend everything that you're doing. I've watched you grow in all your business endeavors. So, you really kind of lead the way for full-figured women, especially us who does pleasure parties and get out there and have to have that confidence. Watching you, it helps us to say, you know, we can do this, because a lot of times in this industry, you see a lot of skinny women who gets up there, and they're the ones that's doing the demonstrations.
Uh-huh.
When you go to these lingerie shows, you see the skating women, again, they're the ones that's wearing the lingerie, and you don't see us out there. So to see your customers as confident in modeling for you so that we can see us, our everyday shapes and different things and what is really out there instead of size 12 and so forth.
Which,
think
and they're
beautiful.
All beautiful and lovely, and I love all those models, but it's like I need a little more body diversity. I need all kinds of other diversity. I want to see everybody on my website. You know, I don't care about their abilities, whatever it is. I want them all to be. I want everybody to be represented on my website eventually.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think that you did an excellent job with that. Taking that idea and running with it, because it really makes someone who looks at your site more confident in purchasing.
Yeah,
because
for
now
sure.
They see, you know, someone who looks like them. So
I hope so.
Beautiful.
That's the goal for sure.
Absolutely.
Mhm. Yeah. Does anybody else have any questions or comments they'd like to make?
I want to know what's everybody's favorite toy, and we know that we love the 5-speed. What about everybody else?
I love Hitachi. That has been my favorite.
Which one?
The Hitachi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to love
the
Hitachi.
Oh, the Hitachi. Oh, yes.
I'll try new things when new things come out.
Yep.
And still I keep going back to that. So I have to say that's my favorite.
It's
and
a,
I love
it's
that
a good
it has
standby.
Attachments and everything. So,
yeah,
I mean, I haven't tried the attachments. It's fine just the way it is.
It is. It's perfect.
Crystal, do you have any of your goods in any stores anywhere?
We have, I don't have anything branded with my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
I buy lingerie and toys from other suppliers, and I carry them here. But we're hoping to license the Curvy Girl brand soon, where people can open up their own Curvy Girl store in their city. And
that is beautiful. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it just takes a lot of work and a lot of money, but we're getting there. We're working on it.
Wow. So where's your store located now?
We're actually in San Jose, California, in Silicon Valley, home of Twitter and Facebook and all those other places. We're smack in the middle of all those tech companies.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial. Right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Listen up. I got to tell you about this beautiful author and publisher, Gail Delicious Johnson. Gail Delicious Johnson is proud to announce the publication of her new, revised issue of her latest suspenseful novel, Back to Zero. Read this riveting story of intrigue, conflict, love, and suspense. Follow the trail of abuse, secrets, lies, and love. And check it out. You can't just read the back of the book, because you have to prepare yourself for the mind-blowing, explosive ending. Order your personally autographed copy of Back to Zero by visiting www.jjpublishing.com. That's www.jayjaypublishing.com. Back to Zero is a fictional story with a dash of reality. It's a tale about Anthony Thomas, a man who lost the most precious things in his life, starting with his first childhood love, Gloria. Tragedy soon followed after losing his mom to cancer, and shortly thereafter, he lost his wife, Lynn, and son, Junior, in a horrific car crash. With each traumatic incident, Anthony was branded, sending him back to zero. 30 years later, Anthony runs into Gloria, and the flames in their hearts are still burning. Gloria, now a law enforcement official who also comes with baggage, a psychotic husband named Wayne Anderson who is out of control. He, too, is a law enforcement official that's abusive, jealous, and an alcoholic. Wayne treats Gloria miserable. While snooping behind his wife, he finds out that she had research information concerning Anthony on the internet. Wayne goes into a rage of madness like a rabid dog because in his sick, twisted mind, he feels threatened and accuses Gloria of sleeping with Anthony. Often, he would evict her from the house, but not realizing the night would come when he forces his wife straight into the arms of Anthony. After spending an intense, earth-shattering night of lovemaking, Gloria opens up and confesses to Anthony that she still loves him. Rekindling their relationship is dangerous, and Wayne will stop at nothing to make his wife and her first love's life a miserable hell while fighting his own demons. Wayne harbors a deep, dark, and deadly secret, one he thought he and only the devil knew. Find out what happens when Gloria uncovers the truth about her abusive, lawless husband's mysterious past. The devastation will bring the three of them together in an explosive confrontation. Find out the shocking secrets Wayne harbors and prepare yourself for who will pay the ultimate price for his lawless actions. Gail Delicious Johnson says, Back to Zero will take you where the law becomes the abuser. Order this fast-paced, action-packed field drama by best-selling author Gail Delicious Johnson from her web store at JJ Publishing. That's J-A-Y-J-A-Y Publishing.com. Remember, abuse is never an option.
All righty, we're right back here at Delicious Talk Radio. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. And our guest this evening is Crystal Begone. All right, Crystal, so we talked about the toys and the bedroom, the lingerie. What's coming up for you?
We're going to have another fashion show this June. We've done it twice now with all of our curvy models. So we usually we have about 25 to 30 models, size 12 to size 28, and it always gets us a lot of local press. So usually the news covers it because it's so unusual to see half-naked plus-size bodies, you know, on a runway. So
wow.
They're always intrigued by that. And then we have a really amazing community that kind of grew up around my store. And we're going to do an event in March at my friend's pole dancing studio. And all these women that know each other from Facebook and from our private groups, they all want to get together. So we're going to have a little chocolate, some dancing, some pole dancing, and a fun little party kind of event at my friend's pole dancing studio. Oh, and then we have 50 Shades of Grey is coming up. So we're going to do a curvy girl night out where we all pay to get into this limo, and then we go to the limo, we go out to dinner, and then we go see 50 Shades of Grey together on the day before Valentine's Day.
Great.
Oh, okay. That sounds very good. Sounds real good.
Yeah. Valentine's Day is going to be overshadowed by 50 Shades of Grey this year, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. So you girls are going to go out and see that?
Yeah, I think we'll check it out. Yeah, I read the book, so, you know, kind of had to. And, yeah, now we'll all go and see it together and see what the movie's going to be like.
Right. I think I want to see it as well because it's been it just seems like it may be a very different type of movie. You know, some of the movies you see, basically, it's just sex on sex, but this is going to be bondage, this, that, you know, a little taste of different sex and sex scenes is going to be in there. So I'm very interested to see how that plays out.
Me too.
I didn't read the book. Did you read the book?
Yeah, I kind of had to because of my pleasure party business, because everybody had read it. So about 3 years ago, it just became this huge thing. And so I did read it. It was not my favorite, but I got through it. And, yeah, it's, you know, I always say it has its problems, but a lot of married people are having sex again thanks to that book and that trilogy. So let's just be happy for how much open-mindedness to let people learn more about kink and bondage and married people having sex again. So that's always cool.
Right. That's really good. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, can you let everybody know how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah.
Your website and, you know, however you want them to get in touch with you.
Yeah, of course, ladies. I appreciate the opportunity, too, to talk with all of you guys. I guess the place where we have the most engagement is if you look up Curvy Girl Lingerie on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/curvygirlinc, I-N-C. And then from there, you can go to my blog, which is just, again, Curvy Girl, I-N-C. And that takes you to all my other stuff, to my sex toys, to the lingerie, a little bit of everything, a lot of blogging. We're having a giveaway right now. We're giving away the plus-size doggy-style strap, so that's on our Facebook page. And, yeah, it all kind of starts there, and then that'll take you to all of our other properties.
Okay. So you guys have any last-minute comments or any last-minute questions you'd like to ask Crystal?
I'd like to ask Crystal, how do you begin to teach women? You teach women and couples to have better sex. How do you go about that?
Well, it's tricky sometimes, but, you know, just teaching them about, first of all, the right words, you know, the creating a conversation with your partner, creating a dialogue. I always like couples, especially when they're new, to go ahead and start talking about their sex lives right away instead of waiting until there's dysfunction or someone cheats. Try to start that dialogue very early on in your relationship. That way, when something does go either good or bad, you can go back to it and go like, oh, babe, remember that last time we talked about this or that? And then, so, I mean, I guess for me, hot sex is all about great communication and feeling supported and loved in a way that you don't feel judged, so you can go to this person and say, you know, I know this sounds crazy, but I always wanted to try X, Y, and Z. And you might only try it one time and laugh hysterically and find it's the funniest thing you've ever tried and never do it again, or you might find something new. So I guess I just always try to start with the communication part and try to get people to, and if they're too shy to talk about it face-to-face, nowadays we have so many other opportunities to communicate. Like,
right.
I always tell my customers, if you're that shy, try sending an email or a text,
mm-hmm.
or you go in one room, he goes in another room, you both get on Skype or, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever, because maybe sometimes the male partner is very shy as well. And so there's ways to, like, just learn to text each other a little naughty
mm-hmm.
thing, email some each
Good
other
idea.
Something, and then you can get work up to the face-to-face stuff. Sherry, stuff that you see, like, on Facebook, you send it. Girls tell me this all the time. Everything that you post on Facebook, I forward it to my husband's email. I'm like, oh, gosh, they're probably going to get so mad at me, you know. But
that would be good for me because my husband doesn't text, but I could text him.
Mm-hmm.
He can read my text, but that means he'll have to come to me and give me the answer.
There you go. That's great.
Because he doesn't know how to text back.
Communication is lubrication. It makes everything so much better.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Yeah. Well, thanks, you guys. I really appreciate this opportunity. Nice to talk with all of you and get to know you guys. And if there's anything I can do to help you or help your show or whatever, please let me know. I love helping other business owners.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on. We're going to give you a great big round of applause for being our special
yes.
guest this evening.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. Aw, thanks.
Thank you. You're more than welcome. And I just want everybody out there listening to know that Bringing Sexy Back is for the mature listening audience, and our subject matter is sometimes sexual, but not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, and issues relevant to everyday life. We appreciate you, Crystal Begon, for being our guest this evening, and you, our listening audience, for the questions and comments. And if you have a topic you'd like for us to discuss or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to me. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com. In the subject line, type topic or guest. We're here every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. giving you guys the best guests and adult conversations on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, bringing sexy back doesn't mean you've lost your sexy. Bringing sexy back is a state of mind and how you perceive yourself. I'd like to thank you, Jade, Terry, Rhea, for being my co-host this evening. I really do appreciate you guys, and love you guys. Be safe. Have a wonderful weekend. If you're driving, don't drink. And if you're drinking, don't drive. I love talking to you, not about you. Our next week's guest will be the pharmacist, Nazaree Hines. She's a pharmacist, and she also is an author of a book she wrote, Why Every Black Woman Should Marry a Jewish Man. And I do appreciate you guys that are out there listening. Come back next week for this show. It's going to be a very controversial show because there's some things in here. I read the book, and I have a lot of questions for this young lady. You know, so everybody have a beautiful weekend. Take care. Love you guys. Good night.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
Good night.
Good night.
My Nana got the best radio show on the Internet.